Station.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, did you know who I was wearing this funny reindeer-looking hat? Well, it might change the way I look, but it doesn't change me. I'm still Mr. Rogers, no matter what I wear. In fact, Mr. McFeely is going to bring some other hats in a minute. Oh, maybe that's he now. Let's see. It is. Welcome, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Here are your hats. Oh, I see you have the reindeer hat on.
Can you come in a minute?
Sure can. Yeah.
Would you like to try this one on?
I would. I'll put these down here, and you try the speedy delivery hat on.
Oh, I'd like that.
You have to say speedy delivery.
I will. Speedy delivery.
That's right. Let me try this.
Right up here, too. Oh, you look good in that.
The reindeer. Would you like to try another?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have one in here. I bet you'll recognize. Let's try that one on. A Western hat. And here's one. I'll try this one. There you go.
Good in that, Mr. McFeely.
Let's see, I have time for one more.
Oh, sure.
All righty. Here's a funny one. I think you'll like this one.
That's a big bill.
It certainly is. It's like a big baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one. One of my favorites in here. It's a top hat.
Oh, that's very formal.
Very formal, very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But no matter what hat you have on, you're still Mr. McFeely.
That's right. With hats or even without hats, I am still Mr. McFeely, but it's fun to try them on.
It is fun, isn't it?
Oh, speaking of fun, Andy Hollander and Alice Johnson said they'd be singing with some children at the center today.
Good.
And you can stop by if you like.
Oh, I'd like that.
There's the reindeer hat.
In fact, I think maybe I might do that after we have some make-believe time.
Oh, you could make-believe about hats, too.
All right.
Just for fun.
Good idea.
All right, well, I'll take these.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Yes.
Here's this one.
Almost forgot. I'll just put it on right like that. See you around the neighborhood.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Let's do have some make-believe. Charlie, we're going to make-believe about some hats. And maybe something about a reindeer. Okay, neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
I thought so. Oh, Charlie.
What about you, Charlie? Want to try on a hat? Well, just for fun.
Why don't you try the top hat on Trolley?
The top hat?
Mm-hmm. That one.
There, Trolley. How does that feel?
Of course you may, Trolley. This is a hat day. You're welcome to keep it on. Bye-bye.
I thought that one was for Uncle Friday.
Oh, it was, but Mr. McFeely's going to bring a lot more. There will be plenty from which Friday may choose.
Oh, I love mine.
Oh, you look quite good in it, dear. It looks a little like an apple pie.
Oh, I like apple pie.
With ice cream or cheese?
both.
Speedy delivery. Oh. Speedy delivery for Queen Sarah.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Lady Aberlin.
We're so glad to see you.
Looks like you're both wearing your fancy hats today.
Mm. Aunt Sarah and I are having some fun.
See if you like any of the ones Mr. McFeely brought, dear.
There we go. Well, now, I like this one. I'm going to try this one on, all right?
Oh, these are great hats, all different kinds. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good, Mr. McFeely. Oh, here comes Friday.
Queen, niece, and speedy delivery man, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
May I ask the reason for your strange head coverings?
We're putting on hats just for fun, Uncle Friday.
Just for fun? Why, I've never heard of such a thing.
Want to try one on Friday?
Of course not. We have perfectly fine head coverings, Sarah.
Certainly we do, but this is just for fun.
I find my fun in other things than hats.
What other things, King Friday?
Bass violin playing and...
Yes?
Making pronouncements, long ones when short ones will do.
Oh, I see.
Would you like to make a pronouncement for us, Uncle Friday?
Yes, I might do that.
Then everybody could have some fun.
Yeah, well, all right. Pronouncement fanfare, please. I, King Friday the 13th, do hereby make the following binding pronouncement. This day in make-believe shall be henceforth constituted as Hat Day. A head covering for everyone will be required.
Well, it's no fun if it's required, Friday.
Very well, then. A head covering for everyone will be requested.
Just for fun.
Oh, very well. Just for fun. This pronouncement is made by your jolly King Friday the 13th. The end.
Oh, thank you,
King Friday.
You may carry on with your funny times. I shall return to my serious work. Farewell.
Farewell, King Friday.
Farewell to you. Well, that's taken care of.
Happily so.
Well, now, since this is Hat Day, I'm going to wear this hat on my speedy deliveries. I have some other deliveries in other neighborhoods today.
Oh, thank you for these, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Very good, Mr. McFeely. You know you're always welcome here.
Well, thank you, Queen Sarah. You are a mighty fine queen.
I think it's fine to have fun once in a while.
So do I. Well, farewell to both of you. Bye-bye.
Farewell, Mr. McFeely.
Now you can be the delivery person, Lady Aberlin.
I?
Yes. You have the hats. You can deliver them to the other neighbors.
Thank you, Aunt Sarah.
I'll plan something inside the castle here while you're doing it.
It's really fun having you for an aunt.
As Friday would say, you're a very satisfying niece yourself, Niece Abilene.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Sarah.
See you later, my dear.
See you later.
Lady Aberlina, how in the world are you?
I'm top of the world, X. That's how I am. How are you?
Oh, all the better for seeing you.
Meow, meow, Lady Aberlin, meow.
Hi, Henrietta. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. I have something for you both.
Meow, 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 hat.
Well, yes. Well, how did you know that?
Probably because you're wearing one, Lady A.
Oh, how right you are.
Yeah.
And you have one for us?
Yes, I have one for each of you. Take your pick. These look like they're about your size, Ax.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the tall ones, please.
Okay. Tall one
is
your hat.
Thank you. Oh, that feels good.
How's
it look, Hen?
Meow, 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 meow.
And Hen?
Meow.
Which do you prefer?
Meow, pig girl, meow.
The pig girl Oh, the cowgirl hat.
Meow.
Oh, yes, okay.
Cow meow.
Here, let's see. It looks pretty good. Let's see if it fits. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that's it.
Meow.
Very good
meow.
Now.
Feel good.
Tell me if it's
meow.
Too tight or not
meow.
Tight
Thanks.
Enough.
Thanks.
Okay. Just
hey,
get your ear
Lady
out.
Evelyn.
Oh, good.
Now what do we do with them?
Oh, whatever you like. They're just for fun. From Aunt Sarah.
Meow, meow. Meow, thank her, meow, meow.
Oh, I will. Have fun.
Meow, meow.
See you later.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh. Why, hello, I'm Lady Aberlin.
Well, howdy, hi, hello. And it's a good day to you.
And a good day to you. You're new here, aren't you?
I'd say I am. Every day is new. Today is new.
Would you like a hat?
Ooh, you could hang them all on my antlers if you like.
Well, that would be handy. Thank you.
I wear a dozen hats at once. Doesn't that make you smile a lot?
Oh, you make me smile a lot, Mr.
Randy. Just call me Randy.
Randy?
Randy S. Caribou.
Oh, what a nice name.
Oh, actually, I'm a fool.
A fool?
Yes, I do foolish things, and I love it.
Ooh, toots, come on over.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Lady Elaine Fairchild.
She sounds fun.
I said, come on over.
Oh, we'd better go over.
Okay.
Yeah, well, what do we have here?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, I'd like you to meet Randy S. Caribou.
You look like a rancher to me.
How did you know I was a rangifer?
I'm a smart cookie, that's why. And what about you?
Oh, I'm a fool.
But you sing, don't you?
Any fool can sing.
I need a singing reindeer for my TV program.
For your TV program?
Yes, I was expecting an ice skating hippo, but she didn't show up. You don't ice skate too, do you?
Oh, I slip and slide a lot.
You'll be perfect. I thought somebody'd come along. He came along. The deer I love.
But don't you want a hat, Lady Elaine?
What kind of hat?
Well, any kind you want. Randy is displaying them. Queen Sarah is giving them.
Oh, well, sure. Anything for a laugh.
Especially today.
Yes, or something in the ozone today. It's fun, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'll take that one.
Oh, this one?
No, that one.
This one?
No, the one around there. That one.
This one?
Mm-hmm, the one with the hickeys on it.
Oh, let's see how it looks on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Everything looks beautiful on me. What?
You're right.
Are you ready for the TV show?
Am I?
Lady Elaine,
yeah.
Could I have him for just a few more minutes? I want him to show Daniel the hat.
Sure, come anytime. I'm on the air all day, all night. You're always welcome. Toot toot.
Toot toot.
She's right up my alley.
Oh, she is full of ideas.
Say, who is this Daniel person?
Oh, he's a tiger.
Oh, no, you don't.
He's a very tame tiger. There's not a wild bone in him.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, where does he live?
Over there in that clock.
A tiger in a clock?
Anything can happen in make-believe.
That's for sure.
Want to knock?
Knock? On the clock?
Yes.
Knock? On the clock.
Hello? Is there a big animal out there?
Yes, there is, Daniel, but I'm here too.
Oh, my, what a big reindeer.
Daniel?
Yes?
This is Randy S. Caribou.
Hello, you're very large.
Hello. And you're the tamest tiger I ever saw.
Randy thought he might be scared of you, Daniel.
And I thought I might be scared of him.
It helps to talk first, doesn't it?
I'll say so.
Twice.
I was wondering about all those nice hats that you're wearing, Mr. Caribou.
Oh, one's for you.
One's for me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Queen Sarah's giving everybody a hat today.
What for?
For fun.
For fun? Isn't that delightful? For fun.
For fun. I like that maroon and gold one there. And,
It's yours.
It is. Oh, that's nice. Feels good, but I like that one with the trucks on, too.
Oh, let's try it, too.
Okay. lots of little trucks on that one.
Yeah.
I like them both.
Well, which one do you like better?
I don't know. I like them both.
Why don't you wear them both?
Oh, wear them both?
After all, I'm wearing all of them at once.
Yeah, but I don't have antlers.
Well, you're not a caribou. You're not supposed to have antlers.
You're right.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll trade you my antlers for your stripes.
Oh, but I'm a tiger. I need my stripes.
Just asking.
It's fun to think about being different, though, isn't it?
Like wearing different hats. You can feel different with different hats on.
You want to wear them both, Daniel?
Might as well.
It's just for fun.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, look at Miss Polificae. Oh,
well, what do you think of this one?
You look spectacular, Miss Polificae.
I like this place.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Polificae, this is Randy S. Caribou.
Oh, glad to meet you. You're all invited to a hat party at the castle.
Are you allowed to wear two hats?
Oh, two hats, no hats, antlers, whatever. Queen Sarah says it's just for fun.
Queen in the castle, just for fun. Tiger in a clock, just for fun. Lady in a museum, just for fun. Just for fun, just for fun.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, I'll go get Lady Elaine.
Good. Well, I'll see you at the castle.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Lady.
Good. Here we go, Daniel.
Hey there, Toots.
A hat party at the castle, Lady Lane. Want to go?
Sure, I'll go.
Of course you're invited, Trolley. Oh, anytime. Of course I'll keep it for you.
Hello, here we are.
Oh, hi. Where's the party?
Well, let's go into the party. It's in the atrium, I imagine.
Okay.
Ah,
this
good.
Is fun.
Today is new.
What do you suppose that hat party would be like at the castle? You could make one up of your own if you like. Right now, I'd like to introduce you to some people who get together to play and sing at a center in this neighborhood. They may do some things that you might like to do with your family and friends. Let's go see Andy Holliner and Alice Johnson and their friends. I'll leave you right here. Come along. Oh, you're right here.
Hi, Andy. Fred. Good to see you.
My television neighbor, Andy Holliner.
Hi.
Where's Alice?
She's inside. Come on in.
All right. This looks like a kind of tree, Andy.
People from the center made this from all different kinds of paper.
It goes the whole way down. I hear some singing.
That's Alice and the children. Let's go on up.
All right, fine.
on, let's fly like a bird, way up in the sky. La 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 la, a la la la, a la 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 la, la 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 la, a la 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 la. Oh, I can swim like a fish, like a fish, like a big fish. I can swim like a fish, way out in the sea. Swim away, we can swim away. Come on, let's swim like fish, way out in the sea. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Oh, I can climb like a monkey, like a monkey, like a funky monkey. Well, I can climb like a monkey, way up in the tree. Climb away, we can climb away. Come on, let's climb like monkeys, way up in the tree. La 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 la, a la la la, a la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
It's nice to be with you all.
Oh, it's wonderful having you here with us, Fred, today.
Alice, you know my television neighbor.
Hello.
Alice Johnson.
How are you?
And there's Jill.
Hi.
And Bo.
Hi.
And here's Tamara. And Jonathan.
Hi.
And Kay.
Hi.
And Robin.
Hi.
And Aziza. Here's Ian.
Hi.
Hi. We were mucking it together, weren't we? What are you going to do next?
This next song is about how all nature is connected.
Connected?
Yeah, and it's called The Green Grass Grew All Around.
Oh, good.
There was a tree.
There was a tree.
In the middle of the ground.
In the middle of the ground.
And the green grass grew all around, all around. The green grass grew all around. Now on that tree.
Now on that tree.
There were two branches.
There were two branches.
Could be a branch for that?
Sure.
The longest little branches.
The longest little branches.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
Oh, the branch on the tree. And the tree in the hole. And the hole in the ground. And the green grass grew all around, all around. The green grass grew all around. Now on that branch,
now on that branch,
there was a nest,
there was a nest,
the fluffiest little nest,
the fluffiest little nest,
that you ever did see,
that you ever did see.
Oh, the nest on the branch, and the branch on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground. And the green grass grew all around, the green grass grew all around. Now in that nest,
now in that nest,
there was an egg,
there was an egg,
the smoothest little egg,
the smoothest little egg,
that you ever did see,
that you ever did see.
Oh, the egg in the nest, and the nest on the branch, and the branch on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground. And the green grass grew all around, the green grass grew all around. Now in that egg,
now in that egg,
there was a bird,
there was a bird,
the sweetest little bird,
the sweetest little bird,
that you ever did see,
that you ever did see.
Oh, the bird in the egg, and the egg in the nest, and the nest on the branch, and the branch on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground. And the green grass grew all around, all around. The green grass grew all around. And the green grass grew all around, all around. The green grass grew all around.
All right.
We've got good trees and good grass. Boy, are you good grass. And good hugger. Thank you. Thank you for that. Oh, thank you. You've got good huggers here.
Yes, we do.
And lots of good singers, especially you.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Uh-huh. And you.
Hey, Fred, we have another fun song for you.
What is it?
It's called How Many Ways Can You Move?
Must be lots of ways to move.
Let's see.
Oh, how many ways can you move? How many ways? How many ways? How many ways can we move? Jill, show us a way we can move. Oh, we can do it too. We can do it just like you. We can do it too. We can do it just like you. And how many ways can we move?
How many ways?
How many ways? How many ways can we move? Ian, show us a way we can move. And we can do it too. We can do it just like you. We can do it too. We can do it just like you.
That's a great.
How about Fred? Can you show us a way we can move?
Well, I need to move back to my place, Andy, but I sure have enjoyed being with you all. Maybe I'd move this way. Would that be a way to move?
Sure. How many ways can you move?
Can you move that way?
How many ways? How many ways? How many ways can you move, Mr. Rogers?
Thanks.
Show us a way we can move.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, we can do it too. We can do it just like you. We can do it too. We can do it just like you.
Let's go back to my place. You can move. You can make up some of them yourself. And there's so many games and songs and things to play that if you did something different every day of the year, there'd still be some left over. But some of the fun is doing the same one over and over until it seems like an old friend. Some of the songs you learn when you're a child, you remember all your life. And that can give you such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll do more fun and games next time when we're together. You always make it a special day for me by just your being yourself. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.